Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, May 13th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the official opening of the schools today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
I want to think about the first day, but it's most likely this week we're going to do it because the school is going to be able to do it. It's not going to be able to do it. It's not going to be able to do it.
I will be able to do it.
I think I will engage in some projects like selling chicken, selling clothes on flea markets so that I am able to get income to send my children to school. But the problem is that there is lack of capital, so it's going to be a problem. Those projects will be very small, making it difficult for me to raise enough funds for the fee.
Once again, thanks for joining us. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the opening of the school year and the problems that students are facing.
Schools officially opened for the second term today with reports that most of them were hitting government's call not to increase fees and levies and send back pupils back home.
The Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights had also warned government that the exclusion of children for non-payment of school fees is unconstitutional. The rights body had also called upon government to adequately fund the Basic Education Assistance Module, or BEAM, that assists the needy children. Gibbs.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 001-202-465-0318. You can even check your screens. The number is right there. Yes, time for it.
Wonguka Gibbs Nancy, to out Tinget Chi Taura, Neva Bereki, Eva Zizisi, Neva Movese, Vanichequita, Ne Nyaya Escoro, Scoros Avurga Nasi, Changashichi, Nevakawan, and Desoguti, Pamuvana, Vano Zoserwa, which Kudzimba, Neoxo, Yuxa Badarama school fees, Kanoti Maridze Coro, Neuti, Urgona Gibbs Guti, Makamba and Akawanda. Arukufara, zvakupa kuti vana vazhinji vatadze kuenda kuchikoro kana kubhadhara mari dzemaschool fees. Asi pabumbiro remitemo idzva hazvitenderwe kuti mwana adzingwe achinzi auna kubhadhara chikoro iko kuma primary nekuma secondary kune kuti nyaya yekuenda kuchikoro ikodzero yemwana wese kuti anga achienda kuchikoro. Nekudaro hurumende pane chirongwa chaya chinonzi BEAM, inofanira kuti inge ichitsvaga mari dzekubatsira vana vanenge vasingakwanisi kuita se kuwana mari dzechikoro idzodzi.
Ye, kunjalo ke Blessing, sizwile indawo ezinengi zelizwe kutiwa lava vantwana kati vesiya eboarding schools izolo kati vesalelo kuti vegade amabhasi uti nxa ungela risiti liyana kuti ubhadhile fees bati hayi sala ungayikhona ngale. Sizwile kodwa lamhlanje ukuthi kungani kuhlangene kulezinye indawo lapho kuthiwa abantwana bebexotshwa khona kube khona ezinye indawo lapho kade bengaxotshwa khona. So sifuna ukuzwa ngabantu ukuthi kati bona bathini ngodaba lolu. Izolo futhi sikhulume lo mnumzana uJames Thole umakhokhoba kansela khona ngale. Othe abantwana uhlupho olukhona yikuthi kule uhlelo lwakuthiwa iBEAM ipimi yangkola le ukanya ibise imali encane ngelonyaka kula bantu abangu 369 kwesinye isikolo kuthiwa iloche akade befundi bancediswa kodwa uhulumende uthi angancedisa kuphela 58 kutsho ukuthi ungabhoda vele izikolo eziningi ukhanya kulo hlupho kwalo mfowethu ye post manjani ngabantu esibanxusileyo lamhlanje.
And I think Gibbs, we have our first guest, Mr. Charles Mbugandarika, who is the chairman of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Harare branch. Mr. Mbugandarika, good evening.
Good evening. How are you, Blessing?
We are doing fine, and thanks for joining us. Now, just tell us about the situation in Harare today. What was happening?
Right, schools opened today, and children came to school as expected, but the morale amongst the teachers was very low, because as we opened the schools, we found out that the ministry has sent some circulars, a lot of them over the holiday, with very unpleasant news. Both for the children and the teachers. First and foremost, especially urban teachers, incentives which has been given, which the government has been given, in fact, which the parents have been giving to teachers, have been removed and outlawed. And morale is very low amongst the teachers. And as such, they have misrepresented a lot of things in the circular which they have sent, outlawing incentives, because they are saying unions have advocated for the removal of incentives, which is not the correct position. The position was that unions did not want incentives in the beginning, because we knew somewhere along the line, our members would be left in the cold. And this is exactly what is happening, which we had refused in 2009 when the incentives were introduced. Secondly, these children have not been allowed to go for holiday or vacation school. And the government is saying there is no need for vacation school. But if we look at our current grade 7s who are going to write grade 7 this year, they were in grade 1 in 2008. And we all know that no schooling was happening in 2008. Then in 2009, they started, teachers trickled back to school because of the incentives. And whilst these children who are now grade 2, they didn't have any textbooks. According to UNICEF, there was a textbook people ratio of 1:10 in 2009. And then UNICEF intervened in 2010 when they were in grade 3. So these are the children who need a lot of assistance. And here is the government denying them the extra learning periods which were lost as they began schooling. And you one seems to fail you to find the logic behind such actions by the government. So teachers are very unhappy, not that they want the money which comes with extra lessons. We used to do extra more lessons for exam classes, even before becoming in of incentives, only that before our salaries were adequate. Then thirdly, the removal of incentives has left a lot of teachers in the cold, because our salaries are not getting to the PDO as is being said by the government. They are far below that. We are a teacher is earning an average of about $300 after, because you have to pay medical aid, you have to pay funeral cover, you need to do this and that. So your average net salary will be around $300 as a senior teacher, not a one who is training service.
Thank you so much.
I think this is a
We'll come back to you, but Gibbs, let's take note of what Mr. Mbugandarika is saying here about the year 2009. UNICEF also said that 94% of the rural schools were closed, because that is when there were also serious problems when the government was failing to pay the teachers. And attendance at schools plummeted from 80% to 20%. So children almost went for a year without, you know, actually learning anything.
Mm-hmm. I think we have to take note of that, certainly, Blessing. But before that, let's bring in our second guest, who is Mr. Ambrose Sibindi, who is the organizing secretary for the Bulawayo Progressive Residents Association. Mr. Sibindi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and good evening, everyone.
Thank you so much. Are you in a noisy place?
No, I'm not in a noisy
place. Oh, okay. Is it Mr. Mbwandarika?
Oh, it's Mr. Mbwandarika, yes.
Mr. Mbwandarika?
Hello?
We can hear a bit of background noise. Is it where you are, or it's our?
Yes, I think it's
okay. If you may move to a quieter place, yeah, because there's feedback. There's feedback.
Yeah, now we can come back to you, Mr. Sibindi. Can you tell us about the situation in Bulawayo in terms of people going back to school?
Well, what you can say is that we observed yesterday that some students went back to school, that is those going to boarding. And, of course, there was a very sad scenario that was observed in some in such situations that some of them were turned away for having failed to pay all the fees. I can give an example. For instance, there was a school that turned away, which was charging about $475.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents managed to pay about $400. And the shortfall of $75, and that school, some of the children were barred from attending classes. They turned back just owing only $75, and it was a very bad scenario. But as of today, for the day schools, we are seeing a lot of children going to school, more than 800 reports of children were turned away. So, but we are a bit concerned about the behavior of some of the boarding schools of what happened yesterday.
So what should happen to parents whose kids are being sent back home?
Well, what really should happen is that we believe that the government is clear on police that children should not be sent away. But of course, we are saying parents should pay. So, but in a situation whereby a parent has managed to pay $400 and it's just for $75 and the child is sent away, to us, as a violation of the child's right. And of course, at schools, we say they are lacking what we call the human case.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you all aware that the economy of this country is about people are struggling and the parents are struggling. So surely, we are saying if a parent has managed to pay about $400, the school should allow those children to continue their school. Because even if they turn them away, say the parent gets $75 in a week or so, still the child has missed out, but the parent will have paid all the fees. But what we are saying is that we want to engage those parents, say that they need to visit our offices so that it is assisted them legally, because we think their rights are being violated. And the question of the country is very clear. That education is the child's basic right, and we don't think it's very fair for a child to be turned away just for having failed to meet the $75 where she managed to pay the other $400. They were saying it's unfair to those schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Sibindi, one of our guests here, Mr. Mbwandarika, has introduced the issue of incentives. What is your take as a parent on giving teachers incentives?
Well, I think there's a background to it. I think the bottom line is that we expect the government to make sure that it pays the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Because the obligation to pay is really for the government. And our position as parents, we are very clear to say that the government needs to come up with clear policies and make sure that teachers are paid.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are very clear that the salaries of our teachers at the moment they are very low.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that mean to the education sector? It means that it will affect the quality of the education because the hungry person cannot really teach as expected. But what we are saying, the issue of incentives again, to us, we think it's a burden to the parents because already parents are failing to pay the fees. How then are they made to pay again the incentives? But we urge the government to make sure that they find a way, strategize, and come out with a plan to make sure that at least they tell our teachers, at least the PDL, it is a common obligation, but it's very unfortunate that now the barriers have been thrown between parents and the teachers. Because if parents are saying we can't pay incentives, teachers think we're fighting them. No, we're not. We need to focus. The teachers must focus the government. The parents must focus the government. Let's put pressure on the government to pay the teachers so that we are not seen pulling each other ourselves because the obligation of the government to pay.
Thank you so much. And for those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the state of Zimbabwe's schools. Rega etiende, kuna mkoma obet za na mtere rodo kutanga mkoma obet magadi.
kuwa magadi yangu baba.
Aiwa tiri pamoja kwa na sisi nyaya zichikore, zimeneva na arugenda uchikore.
Dinao ba na arugenda.
Muneva ngani?
Muneva tatu.
Ma nyaya z panya zisku fees jaga mirasi, murugunzi mubadare mari.
I'm going to pay an extra.
I'm going to go to the carat.
Sometimes you are not going to be all right. Muruku to Anamasa to Wakumba. The thing is, in Kutu Anamu is the school. I think I'm not going to be a lot of
people.
I can't even say the time I break. I'm not going to be a lot of people. I was just looking for one of the teachers. Hey, I'm going to have to walk here with a plate on you.
I think it's a disaster. Regatini kuna mkoma Edmond. Magadi mkoma Edmond. Mkoma Edmond.
Ndufara magadi kwa baba.
Aiwa isu tirinani zedu. Muneva na warukenda wakuchi kore ere.
Ndinao. Ndinewa tatu.
Muruku badara maridza gaita seji ma school fees.
Ando ziwa andye kusekendari yiku boarding is about 550 thereabout and that's who's mama says that. We have primary and those units and two cents and South Africa and go to Milamaricuna mama. They are not the yeah.
I see very good you could even our good or Wakumba, Murukuan say Riku, but there are school fees, Ruf Embassy.
But as you know, I and the additional quantities of Angu. I think Sakangoma and to go singing up with you and I school.
Saka munounganidza sei mari mimi kuti mukwanise kuendesa vana vatatu ava zvinenge zvichifamba sei?
Tinongoti tikangoorawo totumira kumusha.
Semaonere enyu hurumende ingeita sei kuti ibatsiranewo nemi vabereki panyaya dzezvikoro idzi?
Ndiyo nyaya hombe hurumende inoti vanhu ngavana ngavarege kudzorwa handiti. Asi handifungi kuti hurumende pane mari yairi kuisa kuti vabereki tibatsirikane. Ini zvichikurangarira tichakura kutakadzidza kuma 80s kana 90s kuchikoro chaiko bhuku waiti ukanyora manotes rikapera wainopiwa kuofisi. Parizvino hakusina nyange mwana wegrade 1 unototenga bhuku iroro. Handizvo vabereki vanotenga. Yobvapo zvonzi vana ngavasadzingwa kuchikoro. Inini dambudziko riripo nderekuti kana vana vanzi ngavasadzingwa kuchikoro vachadzidza nemari yani. I was going to ask you, Mari.
Ai, watinotenda mkoma Edmund nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Zvakanakai baba.
Tinotenda. Of course, Gibbs, we are also being joined by our third guest.
And our third guest is Mr. Peace Nyamitsi. Mr. Peace Nyamitsi, good evening and welcome to the program.
Hello, how are you, sir?
Very fine. How is Harare?
Harare is good, coach.
Yes, and Mr. Peace is a member of one of the PTAs in Harare. So, Mr. Nyamizi, tell us, what are you experiencing at school there?
Yeah, the situation is not all that good anyway. Dambudziko hombe ndirekuti mari hakuna pabereka vana mari. Vabereki zvakavaremera chaizvo chaizvo asi the police yakabva yabviswa na minister yekuti vana havadzingwe. It becomes very, very difficult mukudzidza kwevana. You could see kuti pane categories within the education system yevana. Muchaona vana vari kuidentity handitika. They are being supposed to pay $60, $70, $80. Asi kutomuremera because of the economic situation. Zvekuti vabereka asidya ingoripo ndeyo they are supposed to come up with my payment plan handitika. Ekutiwo this month handitika ndobhadharawo $20. The coming month ndopedza. That will be good system. But muri kuona kuti zvinhu zvaizvo zviri kuita. Vana vari kunzi vasadzingwe. Vana vari kuma identity kusebabs handitika. But if you check mwana ari kuenda kuchikoro kuri kubhadharwa 3000 4000 2000 1500 haatombopindi pagedhi. Ende ikoko havana kana senya vari kuita ikoko because those are ma private schools number 1 number 2 vana vari kuenda ikoko vana vemaministers vemashefu and you know vana vema chief executive officers. So the education yacho yatone division already.
I want tinotenda mukoma peace rambai zvenyu muri parunhare. Gibbs,
right.
We also encourage our listeners to take yes. advantage of WhatsApp, Facebook. They can also send emails. And the email all address right. is studio7@voanews.com. Let's just quickly read what people are saying on Facebook and WhatsApp. Starting with WhatsApp. First, we have Tonde who says, life is tough in Zimbabwe. Parents are failing to pay fees as most are civil servants earning less than $400. Then we have Charles who says, exactly. schools in Mutare today retained students with arrears, including for this term. Then we have Sandra who just says, ah. Then we have E. Magalela who says, I have a granddaughter who is going to a council school. She was not chased away today, although I haven't paid yet. Then we have Reason who says, Urumende yakati ya wina, ngava kurudzire kusadzingwa kwevana vechikoro. Brighton says, no, as a teacher, nothing has been done in terms of sending children away. Then we have Apologize who says, an amazing start to the term as students are being chased away to collect fees on the very first day of opening. The situation is worse in private schools and colleges. So it is open only to those with school fees. Sylvester says they did not turn them away at my son's school, at least not yet. Things are bad in Zimbabwe. The economy is on automatic meltdown, and I foresee many parents failing to pay fees for their children. We'll read some of the messages as we go. What do you have on Facebook?
Yes, on Facebook, Blessing, we also have messages, and I think I'm going to read only three of those messages. We have one of the messages from Denford who writes, parents will send children to school, but I don't think teachers are going to teach as they are not getting enough salaries. Then we've got a message from Ashel Mtero who writes, Zimbabwe's situation is tough, so parents had no adequate cash to send back their children to school. Then there's another message from Gilbert Tinashe Mohammed who writes, can they please let the children learn for now because most parents do not have money to pay school fees. Yeah, kunjalo ke ku Facebook kona ngale mfo wethu ke Blessing siba nomlaleli lapho secingweni. Umlaleli lo ke kuthiwa ngumnumzana uSamuel use South Africa. Baba Samuel ungawutshona njani?
Baba tshone njani?
Hayi sitshonile kunjani kunapho okhona South Africa?
Kuyamanda kancane lapha egoli la.
Uye usegoli phakathi kumbe uphandle kancane?
Ya, ngisabe ithobe kanye.
Ha, uboni ke sidikidikini, he?
Yebo baba.
Ye, akusitshele ukuthi uzwa kuthiwani ngabantwana ababuyele esikolo namhlanje khona ngale ke eZimbabwe.
Uyakwazi inhliziyo yami baba so vele ukuthi inyagula so ngibona ngingapha egoli ngizama ukuthi ngidinga okuyi-school fees ngithumele ekhaya. Manje uhulumende wethu ama president akusasa aphuma kubantu anomona labathotshwa esikolo ozakhokhela ilizwe umbani ilizwe liyaphapira yibo abafuze befunde bese khokhela ilizwe
so ubone ngazani abadala sibili abanjengawe imali ihlupha kanganani uzuyithole nje kolapha
uyabona utshele ukuthi kunje so nyatshona nitshayihafu inata ngamanzi vela lekudri nganyiyithengi ngizama ukuthi mbophele okuncane khonoko engikutholayo
ufanana kanganani labantu nje abaningi khonapha egoli abangenelisiyo ukuthi badinga imali baphandele abantwana bababhadalele labafizona labo
uyabona ma uhlule ukuthi uphandele abantwana uyawufile uyawungaphabalwa anofile osebhokisini owangcwatshwa kudala so uyawungenancedo ukuthi vele kulo baba kuthi ubaba ethula okuncane wadale ukuthi angabhadala ihafu umntana yesikolo nothi lokwanga ukuthi umntu ebhadale $200 esalephakazi $25 secotshe umntwana ukuthi uyifuna ibhalansi hhayi kuphambanisa lokho
ye kodwa-ke uthe uyagula so nxa ugula uyidinga njani imali baba Samuel
nabe ngiphanda lokho okuncane engikhwanisa khona
hhayi ke siyabonga khona ngapho-ke egoli sinethemba lokuthi uzayiphanda uyithole-ke leyo mali ukwese ubhadalela abantwana esikolo
hhayi ngiyabona ikulumende fuzeengenile lapha ngoba kathesilapha sizama ukuthi sidinge sithumele ekhaya ukhulumende fuze engenele lapha ukuthi abantwana efunde lapho
uyangenela njani manje uhulumende
hhayi uyabona ukuthi eklasi ukuthi umuntu uyabe ebhadala okuyimali anti i-$400 kulebhalansi $25 umntwana uyacotshwa so kuyini kasahambe edleni ufuna ukuyigrosa lecele umntu owumntwana konoko uthe esikole ebhoding
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke uhlala uphenduka phela mnumzana Samuel siyathaba ukuthi besilawe-ke lamhlanje kuhlelo lu-laptop
ngihlala mfona mina vele every time ngihlala mfona
uboni-ke sibongele kakhulu baba Samuel
andathenda baba
ye kulungile mfowethu what Mr. Samuel is saying is a sad story because he says he's not feeling well but he's looking for money for his kids so that he can pay school fees but he says the bottom line is almost every parent is struggling to get money especially in South Africa where people are just doing some odd jobs here and there so it's very difficult for them to get some money and he says the government should actually intervene and most probably try to control this issue where children are sent back home he says this should be stopped
And of course, the government, there is a scheme called the Basic Education Assistance Module, better known as BEAM, where the government is supposed to assist these children who cannot, pay their fees.
Mm-hmm.
And for primary schools alone, there are about 750,000 that the government is looking at. And at secondary schools, about 250,000. Children who cannot afford, and the government was supposed to raise about 83 million in its budget to fund the BEAM project. Unfortunately, they raised only 15 million, and later on they got some money from donor agencies,
yes.
especially from Britain. But still, the money is not adequate to fund those who cannot afford to pay fees, Gibbs.
Now, it seems as if this BEAM project is actually failing because, most probably, Blessing, the reason is because the government cannot raise enough money
Indeed.
On its own. You know, like the taxes are not trickling into the state coffers. So there are so many things there.
Indeed. I think we'll continue with this discussion. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. Mr. Sivindi and Mr. Mbugandarika, please do stay on the line. This is Blessing Zulu.
And we are told by our producer that we have lost the contact with Mr. Peace Nyambiti. We are going to contact him. Stay tuned.
እንደናደሩ ነገ ቀደም በሚለው በአንድ ሰዓት በመደበኛው ደግሞ በሶስት ሰዓት ላይ እንገናኛለን ያስተናገድናችሁ ቆንጅታዬና
አዲሱ አበበ ነን
ደናደሩ
ሰላም